I think we're recording. It's really a privilege for me to introduce someone you probably all know and have heard before, Jose Clee-Rimon. It's a tribute to his abilities after such a wonderful turnout tonight. But if there's anybody in the audience who doesn't know Rav Rimon, I'll give you a little background. Rav Rimon is going to speak in the Brit Kala and summarize in English. I hope that's okay with everybody. If it isn't, speak now or forever hold your peace. Rav Rimon is the rabbi of Alon Shvut South, and he's a faculty member of Yeshivat Har Etzion and Medreshet Migdal Oz. He's an expert on halakha and speaks and writes extensively on Talmudic and halachic issues. His published works include a two-volume set of halachot for religious soldiers, a two-volume set, Haggadah, which has recently been translated into English, a sefer on the halachot of tefillin, and most recently a sefer on the Arba Minim. Rav Rimon is involved in a wide range of educational and social initiatives. He founded, as you probably know, Job Katif, to help the families of Gush Katif and Northern Shomron to rejoin the workforce. And thank God they've been able to be successful with many, many people. In 2008, Rav Rimon received the President's Award for Volunteerism from Shimon Peres. So it's really a great honor and privilege to have Rav Rimon speak tonight on the topic, the structure of the Haggadah, a new look at an old text. Hopefully everybody has their colored markers ready. Rav Rimon.
Okay. You haven't got, so maybe if someone has also black and white and also colored, so you can give maybe one black and white here or colored to someone who has. Hasn't got. Almost everyone has, but at least one to two. You have? Here, for you. No, but one to two at least that you have. You have one to two, so maybe you can be. Toda rabba. Shavua tov. Oh. I'll speak half in English, half in Hebrew.
I'm wrong.
Okay. I'll try speaking in Hebrew, and if you want, I can speak. I gave this shoe also in English, but I can speak in Hebrew also. It will be okay. You'll understand me. I'll do both. It will be okay. Don't worry. The important things I'll say in Hebrew. The main part of Haggadah Shel Pesach is the Magid. Because it's so important, we say it before we are eating. A child came to me and told me, Rabbi, on Leila Seder we say we are Ben Chorin. I feel like an Eved. I work for an hour starving, not eating, and you say, Ben Chorin, what is Ben Chorin? I told you, why don't you go to eat? All food is in the kitchen. Go and eat. He said, I mustn't eat. I mustn't. According to Halakha, you mustn't eat. I told him, this is Ben Chorin. You don't eat not because you haven't got the ability to eat. You don't eat because Kodosh Baruch Hu told you not to eat. Because the Halakha told you, and the spirit, when it controls the body, this is Ben Chorin. But this part is very long. And usually people see one part, another part. They have Dvar Torah on here, Dvar Torah on there. I'm trying today to see with you the entire Haggadah. That Be'ezrat Hashem, in the end of this shiur, everyone here would be able to write the Haggadah by heart, if you would listen to the shiur. Not every word, but to understand what's going on, and I think it can change all Leila Seder. When you know exactly why this part here, it can change everything, and this is what we are going to learn the Be'ezrat Hashem today. when we look at the Haggadah, it seems as if, you know, another part, another Midrash, another Sipur, another... But really, the Haggadah of Pesach is unbelievable. And we'll try to see exactly how it's built. This is how I believe it's built. I mean, there can be other systems, but after the Shiur, you'll decide if you agree. Source number one. I'm reading the Hebrew, and you will read, who needs translation, the English, okay? Next to the Hebrew, you have always English. Mishnah. Mazgulo kos sheini v'chan haben shoel aviv. V'im en da'at baben aviv melamdo. Ma nishtana alayla haze mikol alaylot. More source pages are here if you need. Oh, you have there also? Okay. Not the big one, but the small ones. You have here. So it starts that the beginning is Kos, after the Kiddush, Kos Sheini, and questions from the son. And now there are all the questions of Manishtana, Manishtana, Laila, Zenikola, Lelot. שבכל הלילות אנו אוכלים חמץ ומצה, הלילה הזה כולו מצה. שבכל הלילות אנו אוכלים שאר ירקות, הלילה הזה מרור. שבכל הלילות אנו אוכלים בשר צלי שלוק ומבושל, הלילה הזה כולו צלי. Roasted. This question we don't do today because we don't have Korban Pesach. Instead of this question we have the question of מצובים, leaning. שבכל הלילות אנו מדבינים אפילו פעם, איננו מדבינים אפילו פעם אחת, הלילה הזה שתי פעמים. So those are all the questions of מה נשתנה. ולפי דעתו של בן, אביו מלמדו, you have to teach according to the seichel, the knowledge of your son. מתחיל בגנות ומסיים בשבח. You start with the bad things and you continue with the good things. ודורש מארמי עובד אבי עד שיגמור כל הפרשה כולה. במשנה סב מתחיל בגנות ומסיים בשבח. What is מתחיל בגנות ומסיים בשבח? In the Gemara we have מחלוקת. Source 2. מתחיל בגנות ומסיים בשבח. מהי בגנות? רב אמר מתחילה עובדי עבודת גילולים היו אבותינו. ושמואל אמר עבדים היינו. This מחלוקת between רב ושמואל, if the הלכה should contain מתחילה עובדי עבודת גילולים היו אבותינו, או עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים. מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו, this is רב, או עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים, this is שמואל. איך אנחנו פוסקים להלכה? What do we do according to הלכה? What do we do? We do both. And רבנו חננאל, on the Gemara says there, והעידנה עבדינן כתרוויים. We do both. You can see in the saw in your Haggadah, all these pages, all the Haggadah in one page. That you can see all the view together. You can see in the first column, the written number one there, right? Also in the black and white it's written number one. עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים. This is Shmuel. עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים. We were slaves in Egypt. You have the English exactly like the Hebrew, so everyone can decide if he has the Hebrew side or the English side. And you can see in number two, or in column one or in column two, depends if it's the Hebrew or the English, מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו. So we are doing also as Rav and also as Shmuel. And we have to understand why. Usually in halakha, or we go according to this system, or according to this system, אנחנו פוסקים הלכה. Usually we don't take both. Why in הגדה של פסח, we take both? So this is the first issue we have to discuss afterwards. Now, let's see the other stage. בוא נראה את השלב הבא בהגדה של פסח. בגמרא עם מקור שלוש סוף ספי פסחים קופטת וו עמוד בית. You remember that the Mishnah said that we start with questions. Why do we start with questions? What do you say? Why do we start with questions in Leila Seder? Because they say that when you ask questions or they ask questions, so they have more interest to listen, to understand. כשיש שאלה טובה, אז אפשר להבין יותר טוב את התירוץ. This is the normal answer that we would give to this question. But in the Gemara we can see another reason. למה עוקרים את השולחן? They were used to eat next to small tables. And before Leila Seder, they would take out the shulchan. There are few communities, not I think Sfardi, that take today the ke'ara out. The ke'ara of Leila Seder. Before they eat, and this is continuing of this minhag, Aruch HaShulchan says that the Ashkenazis, instead of doing this, they cover the ke'ara. מחסים את המצות, like to take out the table. Why? אמרי דבר רבי ינאי, כדי שיכירו תינוקות וישאלו. We want the children to ask, why did we do it? And because of this we are doing it. אביי אביה פיו קמי דרבה. אביי was orphan, הוא היה יתום from father and mother. רשי says that אביי is ראשי תיבות, אשר בחי ירוחם יתום. He was יתום, and because of this he was raised by his uncle Rabba. So he's a little child and he sits in his uncle's house. Chaza dekamid leitacha mikameh. He saw that they are taking the table out. אמר לו, עדיין לא כאחרינן, עתו כמאת ריתחה מכמן. We didn't eat yet, why did you take the table out? אמר לי רבא, פטרטן מלומר מה נשתנה. He told him, we don't need to say מה נשתנה. You ask a question. Now this is a very odd Gemara. מאוד תמוה, מאוד משונה. Let's say that the father, in the beginning of the Seder, would stand on the chair and start speaking. The children tell, Abba, everything is okay? What happened? What will tell him? He will tell them, "Tartan, milomar ma nishna." We don't need to say ma nishna. We'll say, "Avadim ha'inu." This question is not connected at all to Yetziat Mitzrayim. It's just a strange question. So they ask, "Lama otzeta et ha'shulchan? Why do you take this table out?" So what? What's connected to Yetziat Mitzrayim? According to the Gemara, we can understand that the questions have two goals. One is to speak about Yetziat Mitzrayim, but the other one is to bring the children to be involved. When they will ask, doesn't matter on what, afterwards they will ask also on the right thing. You know, the often with children called in Hebrew She'elat HaLama. When a child asks Lama, why, you answer him, what does it say afterwards? אבל למה? And then you say, אבל למה? Sometimes it can take people crazy. Okay, I explain. They have all the time למה, why? In Leila Seder, we want them to be on this גל השאלות. To be on the wave of questions, if you can say something like this. Wave of questions. Also, in מה נשתנה? You know, in מה נשתנה, the child asks questions. יש מזל להורים שהבן לא אומר אחרי מה נשתנה, אבא, מה התשובה? Because to give an answer on מצה, everyone can give. An answer on מרור, okay, no problem. An answer of leaning, everyone can give. An answer on הלילה הזה, איננו מדבילים בדרך כלל, אפילו פעם אחת, הלילה הזה שתי פעמים. What's the answer? Why do we dig twice in this night? The Bach explains that maybe we dig twice because to eat before you start it in the beginning like appetizers, me'orerei te'avon, to give you te'avon to eat. But the Pri Chadash is one of the achronim, the poskim, Pri Chadash, Rabbi Chizkiya di Silva, Pri Chadash says that this is a question with no answer. No answer. Why do we ask it? That the children will ask why. No answer. We want them to ask, why do we do it? So this is a special meaning of asking questions this night. Now, look at the source, the Haggadah. Avadim ha'inu lefaro b'mitzrayim, the first column. Avadim ha'inu lefaro b'mitzrayim. What are the questions before Avadim ha'inu? Ma nishtana ha'layla ze mikol ha'laylot, right? Now, look on number two. Number two, mitchila ovdei avodah zara yo avoteinu. Can you see questions before mitchila ovdei avodah zara yo avoteinu? Yes, shaylot? Eze? Arba'at abanim. We have questions also before mitchila ovdei avodah zara yo avoteinu. Chacham, מה הוא אומר? מה העדות והחוקים והמשפטים אשר ציווה השם אלוקינו אתכם? רשע, מה הוא אומר? מה העבודה הזאת לכם? תם, מה הוא אומר? מה זאת? We have questions. We have two אגדות. One of שמואל, עבדים היינו, one of רב. Each one of them has questions before his אגדה. Now, let's continue. One of the problems, questions of Leila Seder is, every day we have mitzvah to speak, to mention Yitziat Mitzrayim. Yitziat Mitzrayim, we say in the Haggadah, Mazkirim Yitziat Mitzrayim v'Leilot. Yemei Chayecha, Hayamim. Kol Yemei Chayecha v'Leilot, every night. So what's so special in Leila Seder? Every night we have to mention Yitziat Mitzrayim. So the Minchat Chinuch and also Reb Chaim, they say one answer, that every night we have just to mention Yitziat Mitzrayim. Leila Seder is She'ela u'tshuva. We need to do it by asking and getting answers. Minchat Chinuch says, if you'll be on an island with no one, just yourself, maybe you won't have the special mitzvah of Leila Seder. I mean, you need other people to ask, answer. Another answer that they give is that all the year we have to say just the result. That we went out of Egypt. Like we say in Kriyat Shema, Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Hoceti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim every night. In Leila Seder we have to say all the process. In Leila Seder we have to say Avadim ha'inu v'yotzi'enu Hashem isham, to say also the bad things, also the bitter things, all the process, not just the result, but all what went over us. Rav Soloveitchik has another answer. You can see in source number 4, in the source page, yes, the black and white, the small page. If someone has this, haven't got this page, this, we have here another one or two of this one. The big one, we haven't got any more. I'm reading the Hebrew, but you can see the English while I'm reading the Hebrew. Chovat zchira eina matila al ha'adam chiyuv amirat shevach vehoda'a. ומצוות סיפור מחייבתו לא רק לספר את הנפלאות והניסים שעשה לנו, אלא גם לשבח ולהודות. לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות, להלל, וזהו יסודה של חובת הלל בלילי פסחים. So the Soloveitchik says, the main thing in Leil HaSeder is to say הלל, to say תודה, to thank קדוש ברוך הוא. This is the main thing in Leil HaSeder, to say תודה, הלל והודעה for קדוש ברוך הוא. We can see The same idea also in a story in the Gemara, in source 5. פסחים קופטת זיין עמוד א'. אמר לי רב נחמן לדרו עבדי. רב נחמן asked his servant, his slave, that his name was דרו. עבדה דמטיק לימרי לחירות, ויאיב ליקסבה וזהבה. מה היא באה למימה? If the master takes the slave out to be free and gives him silver and gold, what should he tell him? What should he say to him? אמר לי, באי לאודויה ולשבחויה. He told them he need to thank him, to praise him. Why Rav Nachman asked his slave this question in Leila Seder? Why did he do it? Because he wanted everyone that sits in Leila Seder to understand what is our goal in Leila Seder. Like this slave says, we need leodot, leshabeach, to say thank you, every one of us need to do the same in Leila Seder. Now, look please, in the Haggadah of Rav, of Shmuel, Avadim ha'inu lefaro b'mitzrayim, number one. Avadim ha'inu lefaro b'mitzrayim, v'yotzi'enu Hashem Elokeinu misham. Where is the Amirat Toda of Shmuel? Where does it faint? Can you see?
This is one copy of the English Haggadah, but it was Virala. When I wrote in Israel, it wasn't in Hebrew yet. It wasn't in English yet.
No, he understands a little English. So we can see in Avadim Ha'inu that thank is the Amirat Toda. You see, before Arba'at Abanim, before Keneged Arba'at Abanim Dibra Torah, you see in the first column, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah L'Amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. In English, what will it be? Blessed is God. You see, blessed is God. This is the English one, or the Hebrew one, Baruch HaMakom Baruch. Everyone sees it, where it is? It's before Keneged Arba'a Banim Dibra Torah, in the first column in the middle. You can show that? You see? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. We have Amirat Toda to thank God Baruch Hu on that he took us out of Egypt. Now look in the Haggadah of Rav. You see number 2, מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה יהיו אבותינו, ועכשיו קרבנו המקום לעבודתו. Where is the Toda in the Haggadah of Rav? ברוך שומר הבטחתו לישראל, ברוך הוא. You see in the end of this קטע, או מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה יהיו אבותינו, straight afterwards you can see Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu. In English it would be blessed is he who keeps. You see? So we have two Haggadot. One Haggadah of Shmuel, Avadim Ha'inu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim. One Haggadah of Rav, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Yavoteinu. Each Haggadah starts with questions. Haggadah of Shmuel starts with the question of מה נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילות. Haggadah of Rav starts with question of ארבעת הבנים. חכמה אומר עכשיו, both Haggadot has אמירת תודה. Haggadah of Shmuel, ברוך המקום ברוך הוא, and Haggadah of Rav, ברוך שומר הבטחתו לישראל ברוך הוא. You see, it's almost the same words. With two Haggadot, both of them have questions and both of them have אמירת תודה. Now, the colors, I'll tell you after how to use, or now you can know. I had a problem because I didn't bring enough pages, so there are students that have the answers. It's a problem, but no. In the last minute I took those pages because I said maybe I won't have enough here. Now, let's see the continuous. Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu. Why it finishes? Where the Amira Todah finishes? In the second one, yes? Second story of Rav. Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu. Where it finishes this thanks? V'hi She'amda. But really, V'hi She'amda is a part of the last paragraph, right? Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael. V'hi, what is V'hi? V'hi. What were you speaking about girls in the middle of Agada? Ha'avtacha, the promise she sent to our parents. V'hi, the avtacha, it's a part, Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael. V'hi, the promise, the avtacha, kept our parents. שלא אחד בלבד עמד עלינו לחלותינו, אלא שבכל דור ודור עומדים עלינו לחלותינו, והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו מידם. הקדוש ברוך הוא saves us from the hands of those going who try to kill us. This is the end of the Todah. Okay, what is now Seul Mad? What do we have in Seul Mad? What is Seul Mad? What do we do in Seul Mad? We say the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim again. We say it through the Psukim. We take Psukim from the Torah and we learn them deeply and we say the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim once again. If you would want to teach your children Yetziat Mitzrayim, what Chumash you would open? Chumash Shmot. What Chumash Baal Agada opened? He opened Chumash Dvarim, Parashat Kitavo, Bikurim. When you bring Bikurim, you say Arami Oved Avi Vayered Mitzrayimah. You say there are four psukim, five, but he took four. That say all Yetziat Mitzrayim. Why didn't he open Sefer Shmot? Why Sefer Dvarim? We leave this answer, this question open. Afterwards, we'll try to explain. So now he teaches us Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim through the psukim, four psukim of Parashat Kitavo. First pasuk, Arami Oved Avi Vayered Mitzrayim Vayagorsham Mintei Me'at. The English you can see also it's bold, yes? Vayagorsham Mintei Me'at Vayisham Negoi Gadol Atzum Varav. The second pasuk, what is it? Vayare Otam. You see, after the first pasuk it starts to explain Vayered Mitzrayim Anus Al Pi Adibur Vayagorsham. It explains all this pasuk with all the midrashim and all the explanations. Second pasuk, ויראו אותנו המצרים ויענונו ויתנו עלינו עבודה קשה. And he explains what is ויראו אותנו המצרים כמו ויענונו כמו שנאמר ויתנו וכולי. Third פסוק, ונצעק אלוקי אבותינו וישמע השם את קולנו וירא את עוניינו ואת עמלנו ואת לחצינו. So this is the third פסוק. Wow, would you believe? 1 minute. Okay. See here, it's not when it's Akel Eloke, it's when it's Akel Hashem Eloke Avoteinu. It's just a mistake in how did it happen? When it's Akel Hashem Eloke Avoteinu, just so the pasuk doesn't, it's something small, it's a mistake in my page, yes? ונצעק, לא אל אלוקי אבותינו, ונצעק אל השם אלוקי אבותינו. איפה כתוב? אוקיי. אוקיי. That's the matter. You know what happened in one page? All the Agadah was with Yud Kei Vav Kei. I told my secretary, take the Agadah. I didn't have time, I made this. I told, take the Agadah and do replace. Change Yud Kei Vav Kei in Yud Yud. When you do this thing, sometimes, no mistakes, I don't know, but I see here, I suppose she didn't press the right button. Doesn't matter. ונצעק אל השם אלוקי אבותינו וישמע השם את קולנו וירא את עוניינו ואת עמלנו ואת לחצינו. This is the third pasuk, right? ונצעק את השם אלוקינו וכולי, וישמע השם את קולנו, וירא את עוניינו ואת עמלנו ואת לחצנו, and then the fourth פסוק, ויוציאנו השם ממצרים, ביד חזקה, ובזרוע נטויה ובמורה גלה, ובאותות ובמופתים. Where it finishes this פסוק? Till where did Rasha on this פסוק continue? Dam, dam tzfardei hakinim. It seems dam tzfardei hakinim, but really, it's more. Really it continues till 50 ו-200 מכות. Before כמה מעלות טובות למקום עלינו, before דיינו, it's in the fourth column. In the fourth column, you see, רבי עקיבא אומר, מיניים שכל מכה תהיל 50 ו-200 מכות. How do I know it's there? The fourth פסוק, ויוציאנו השם ממצרים ביד חזקה, בזרוע נטויה, במורה גדול ובאותות ומופתים. This פסוק בא על ההגדה, teaches it, learn it in two ways. One way is in the different kinds of the מכות, בסוגים השונים של המכות. ביד חזקה דבר, בזרוע נטויה חרב. So ביד חזקה, בזרוע נטויה, במורה גדול, he says it means different kinds of מכות. The other drasha is ביד חזקה דבר אחר, ביד חזקה שתיים, בזרוע נטויה שתיים, ואותות שתיים, ומופתים שתיים. This is not according to the kind of the makot, but according to the number, the quantity of the makot. And then it says, Dam, Tzfardei HaKinim, all 10 makot. And afterwards, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, look, it's not just 10 makot. You know that where 10 makot in Egypt, but on the sea in Yam Suf, it's written Yad HaGdola. On Egypt, written Etzba Elokim. On the sea in Yam Suf, it's written Yad, it's double five. So if there were 10 makot in Egypt, so on Yam Suf were 50 makot, double five. This is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that every makah in Egypt was from 4 makot. So in Egypt, there weren't just 10 makot. Each one of them was really 4 makot. So in Egypt they had 40. If in Egypt they had 40, so on Yam Suf they had double 5, they had 200. Rabbi Akiva Omer, that every makah in Egypt was from 5 makot. So if it's 5 in Egypt, there were 50, 5 double 10. And on Yam Suf they had double 5, 250. So you understand that this is continuous of the 5, of the 4th Pasuk, right? Okay, we finished all the Sipur according to the Pesukim in Parashat Ki Tavo. What do we have now? Kama ma'alot tovot lamakom aleinu. What is it? Ilu otzianu mitzrayim velo asavayim shvatim dayenu. What is it? Toda, shevach, praise, right? Praise. It's again halel, toda. We have here a third story that tells us all the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim through the Pesukim in Parashat Bikurim, and afterwards, Kama Ma'alot Tovot Lamakom Aleinu, Dayenu, again story and Toda. Where the Toda finishes? Efo nigmeret ha-Toda shel Dayenu? לכפר על כל עוונותינו, right? על אחת כמה וכמה, טובה קבועה, after we finish דיינו, שהוציאנו ממצרים, ועשה בהם שפטים, ועשה בהם יוצאים וכו', ובנה לנו את בית הבחירה לכפר על כל עוונותינו. It's in the fourth column. See? So this is this is the end of the שבח of the תודה of the third story. What we have now in number four? רבן גמליאל אומר, כל שלא אמר שלושה דברים לא פסח, לא יצא בדיחות טוב, אין לו פסח מצא ומרור. פסח שאוהבותינו אוכלים מזמן בית המקדש על שום מה? על שום שפסח הקדוש ברוך הוא. פסח is because of הקדוש ברוך הוא skipped our houses in מצרים. מצא, why we eat מצא? Because לא הספיק בצקם שאבותינו להחמיץ, the dough didn't rise because we ran away. מאור, because הם הראו המצרים את חיי אבותינו במצרים, or so bitter in מצרים. What is this? What is all what we are doing now? It's another story. It's four times that they say the same story. It's another story through Pesach, Matzah, Umaror. Right? And what do we have after this story? לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות, להעלה, לשבח, לפאר, again, תודה. It's amazing. We have four parts in the Agada. Each part is story, תודה. סיפור, תודה. סיפור, תודה. סיפור, תודה. Four times. You remember that in the first two ones we saw, in a minute I'll tell you how to use the markers. In the first two ones we had questions, you remember, that opened the Agada. Do we have questions also in the others? If we look carefully, we can see we have many questions. You know what is many? Okay, no, you use those in Hebrew, so I didn't know if you know this word. You know it. Okay, if it's not mini skirt, so it's okay. Mini she'elot. Yes? Okay. If the she'elot is the second, it's four sons. Chachama omer, Hashama omer. Now let's see. The keta shlishi umin. Tse ulmad. Keta shlishi umin or the sheini? Shlishi. The keta shlishi, tse ulmad, מה ביקש לבן הארמי לעשות ליעקב אבינו? Right? It's mini question, not something big, but starts with question. Now look, in the fourth one, רבן גמליאל אומר, so we see, פסח שהיו אבותינו אוכלים בזמן שבית המקדש היה קיים, על שום מה, מצא זו שאנו אוכלים, על שום מה, מרור זה שאנו אוכלים על שום מה. It's amazing, we see small questions also on those parts. So we see four parts in the Agada, all of them with questions, סיפור and אמירת תודה. Now before we continue, why do you need to continue? Because we need to understand why בעל האגדה made it. מה הוא רצה לבלבל אותנו? He wanted to confuse us. Why didn't he do one story and one toda? Why this balagan? Before this, we have to color our pages. And someone who has a colored page lost this part. But what can I do? It's a shame that you have also colored one. Take one color. The color will be the color of the stories. And with this color, let's say here it's yellow, let's mark together all the stories. If you mark it also, remember, you remember it more. Because of this I wanted you to do it yourself. Why is it colored? Because I gave a shiur in Englewood. They asked me, I gave two shiurim on Shabbos. One of them was on this. And on Shabbos you can't color. So this is Shabbos. It's my Shabbos. This is Shabbos. So, you know, Motzei Shabbos, you have a little delight of Shabbos, so maybe you can... So take a yellow marker, or doesn't matter which marker, and mark with it, עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים, ויוצאנו השם אלוקינו משם ביד חזקה ובזרוע נטויה. It's next to number one. Next to number one, you can mark the first two lines. This is the first story. עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים, ויוציאנו השם אלוקינו משם. Now we have to mark with the same color the second story. Someone who hasn't got the colored page, but the black and white, will tell us what to mark. Right. Number two, מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו, ועכשיו קרבנו המקום לעבודתו. זאת אומרת, a line and a half. It's next to number two. מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו, ועכשיו קרבנו המקום לעבודתו. Now let's go to number three, the third story. So you can mark. שם ולמד. מה ביקש לבן הארמי לעשות ליעקב אבינו? שפרעה לא גזר אלא על הזכרים, ולבן ביקש לעקור את הכל. So this is the third story. Now we'll go to number four. In the end, you see in the fourth column, רבן גמליאל אומר, כל שלא אמר שלושה דברים, so you can mark it, כל שלא אמר שלושה דברים אלו בפסח ויצא ידי חובתו, ואלו הם פסח, מצה ומרור. This is the fourth story. Now, before you change color, make down one line with the color that afterwards you can write inside story. First make the line and then write story. Because if you write story and then make the line, it will take it off not good. It's off the hand of the server. Okay? Now we switch to another color. If someone hasn't another color, he can switch with a friend. Okay, another color. Now we try to mark the Todah, the Amirat Shevach. First Todah, where is it? Baruch HaMakom, you have to look carefully because you have a test in the end. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, you see it in the middle of the first column. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu. So mark it with the second color. With the same color, we'll mark also the second Todah, the second Shevach. Where is it? Right. In the second column, in the top part, Baruch Shomer Havtachato LeYisrael, Baruch Hu, it's around line 10. Baruch Shomer Havtachato LeYisrael, Baruch Hu, with the same color. Now we'll go to, where we are going now? Right. Kama Ma'alot Tovot HaMakom Aleinu. The fifth column. Kama ma'alot tovot ha-makom aleinu. Ilu otzianu ממצרים ולא עשה בהם שפטים ויינו. So this is the third Todah. It's kama ma'alot tovot ha-makom aleinu. It's here. Kama ma'alot tovot ha-makom aleinu ויינו. This is the third time we say Todah. It's with the same color. Okay? Now when we skip the five, called the fifth column, לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות, להעלה, לשבח, לפאר, לרומם, להדר, לברך, להעלה ולקלס למי שעסק לאבותינו ולנו את כל הניסים האלה. You see, this is the fourth. תודה. Now, do another line that you can put afterwards. תודה. In the line. And now we need a third color. I told you to bring two, right?
Yes.
Because I wanted you to join, to have Achdut. So now you can take from other one to change colors. Or you can put one on top of the other. So you'll have a third color. And now we are doing the questions. Questions, so the first one is... First one is, מה נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילות? שבכל הלילות אנו אוכלים חמץ ומצה, הלילה הזה כולו מצה. Write the first column on top. Those are the first questions. With the same color, we are going to mark also the second question. Where are they? Right. In the first column, חכם, מה הוא אומר? מה העדות והחוקים והמשפטים אשר ציווה השם אלוקינו אתכם? So this is the second time of questions. There are shelot hashmiyot. Now we need to skip to the third time of the question. Where is this? In Tzeul Mad, you remember, it's the Siman Sheela. Now we have a problem because you already colored it, right? With one color. So the Siman Sheela, just the Siman Sheela color again. You have Siman Sheela there? No. Can Siman Sheela? Oh, I think I did. So you can do yourself Siman Sheela. In the end, just on top, or something small, Siman Sheela. What in the case of Anna Arami lasot Yaakov Avinu? No Siman Sheela? Okay, so you do your Siman Sheela. And now we are going to the fourth one. Pesach Sheyu Avoteinu Ochlim. You see in the fourth one, number four. Avoteinu Ochlim in Yisrael Al Shum Ma. So take the Ma. Just the Mila Ma. And Ma. And then Matazu Shanu Ochlim Al Shum Ma. So you can mark the Ma. And Maor Shanu Ochlim Al Shum Ma. You can mark the Ma. Now you should get a page like this. The last question was here in the end. Pesach al Shuma, the Mila Ma. And you can make another line, empty line, and write inside She'elah. And now you have this page, and someone who made it himself remembers more, because you colored yourself, it's better like this. And but also someone else colored can manage. Seul Mad. Ma bikesh Lavan Arami lasot liYaakov Avinu? This you can put a remark, Siman Sheela.
Why wasn't it the whole thing?
Ma bikesh Lavan Arami? I think it's this. Well, you can maybe put afterwards, it doesn't matter. But it's like a small Sheela, it's not a real Sheela, a small Sheela. Okay. Now we have to understand why. Now we have to understand why are the four parts. Lama yesh arba'a chalakim? Lama en chalak echad shel she'elot, sipur, ve'amirat toda? We start with Rav and Shmuel. The Mishnah said, "Matchil begnut u'mesayim b'shvach." We have to start with the bad and to go to the good. Rav Kook explained that we have to start with the bad because the hashgacha is also in the bad things. Also, all we pass, also the bad things are part of the hashgacha on Am Yisrael, and also this has a reason. Doesn't matter now. Matchil begnut u'mesayim b'shvach, and we have machloket Rav Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Avadim ayinu." Shmuel says, "Avadim ayinu leFaro b'Mitzrayim." And Rav says, "Mitchila ovdei avoda zara yu avoteinu." What is the point of the machloket? Ma shoresh machloket ben Rav veShmuel? What do you say? So I think the main machloket here, you can say it in a few ways, but the main one is like you say that Shmuel speaks about the Gashmius. Avadim ayinu lefaro b'Mitzrayim. About the physical problem. And Rav says, mitchila uvde avodah zarayu avoteinu. He speaks about the ruchniu, the spiritual problem. What is more important to mention in Leila Seder? It's can be here and there. From one side, of course, the ruach is the most important. Mitchila ovdei avodah zarayu avoteinu, ve'achshav kervanu amakom la'avodato. But from the other side, in Egypt, avadim ayinu lefaro b'Mitzrayim, ve'yotzeinu Hashem misham. And also, not that this is the simple story that happened in Egypt. You know, on the table we have a lot of children. Chas v'chalila, letzareinu, there are children the people tell them, wow, you know what Kodosh Baruch Hu made for us? We were of the Avodah Zarah. Today, we are close to Kodosh Baruch Hu. Can be a child that says, מה אני צריך את זה? בשביל מה? For what? I don't want it. For what do I need to be in this Leil HaSeder? But if we speak on עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים, everyone should agree. Wow. תודה רבה. We were עבדים, we are out. We start with עבדים היינו, and then we continue to מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה יועבותינו. Because of this, we are posting also like Rav and also like Shmuel. Now see an interesting thing. Look on the questions of Rav and the questions of Shmuel. Do you see something after what we said now that maybe can be connected? What?
One behavior.
Right. All the questions of Shmuel, that is a physical Haggadah, all the questions are physical. למה אוכלים חמץ ומצה? איזה כולם אומרים? למה אוכלים ארור? למה מסובים? למה מסובים? All the questions are physical. הכל גשמי. If you look on the Haggadah of Rav, מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה יעבותינו, what are these questions? חכם, מה הוא אומר? מה העדות והחוקים והמשפטים אשר ציווה השם אלוקינו אתכם? What are all the rules of the Torah? This is a spiritual question. And afterwards, השם אומר, מה העבודה הזאת לכם? Why do you do קורבן פסח? Other things. All this is spiritual because הגדה הגשמית needs שאלות גשמיות, physical questions, and הגדה רוחנית needs שאלות רוחניות. Now we have to understand what is the reason of number 3 and number 4. We understood Sifur 1 and 2, we can understand. What is number 2 and number 4? 3 and number 4. So first of all, I'll just say another thing. You see also that we have another paragraph in the beginning, Halach Ma'aniyah. Right? Before Mani Shtana, in the beginning of the page, Halach Ma'aniya, the Natsiv, now I'm going to the source page, eh? Black and white, or both black and white, small one. And Natsiv says, Ki Halach Ma'aniya, Hosafa ve'akdama zo legufa agada nitchadsha bebavel, Vesofa yochiach, Hashtaacha leshana abav nechorim, Vechen muchach mehade alashon aramit. So Natsiv says that this is new. I mean, the main Haggadah started with Man Ishtana, and Halach Ma'aniyah is something that was added in the Galus, in Bavel, because of it, it's in Aramit, and because of this, he says, Leshana, Shana, Avdei, Leshana, Abba, Mechma, Shana, Hashka, Hacha, this year, Leshana, Abba, the Eretz Israel. This wasn't in the Mishnah time, when they were in Eretz Israel. This was added afterwards, because of this, the Haggadah starts with questioning Man Ishtana, why, like we said before, and this is a new paragraph. New, yes, not new from today, yes? But Yachasit. But why do we have number 3 and number 4? So let's read the Rambam. I'm reading in Hebrew, and someone who wants can read the English. Rambam Ilchot Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin, Halakha Bet. Mitzvah Leodi Labanim Ve'afilu Lo Sha'alu. שנאמר והגדת לבנך לפי דעתו של בן אביו מלמדו. The sentence לפי דעתו של בן אביו מלמדו, the משנה said that you have to teach according to the knowledge of your son. But Rambam has a great חידוש. כיצד? אם היה קטן וטיפש, אומר לו בני, כולנו היינו עבדים כמו שפחה זו אוהב את זה במצרים, ובלילה הזה פדע אותנו הקדוש ברוך הוא ויוציאנו לחירות. ואם היה בן גדול וחכם מודיעו מה שאירה לנו במצרים וניסים ונפלאות שנעשו לנו על ידי משה רבינו, הכל לפי דעתו של בן. What Rambam added on the pshat? What are the added? What's special in what Rambam teaches us?
Teaches
usually we would say that לפי דעתו של בן אביב מלמדו, it means if he's smart, tell him a lot of knowledge. If he's beinoni, tell him. If he's stupid, tell him, a little thing. Rambam said something else. Rambam said if he's stupid doesn't mean that he's not so smart. So not just to tell him low things, but do it in a special way, in a visual system, showing, you see this slave, look at this slave, we were like this slave in Egypt. This is a special system, a visual system. It's not just what to say, it's how to say. It's a didactical way how to pass the message. And according to this, when we look carefully, we can see something amazing. You know, in Leila Seder we have the most important message of all the year. Emunah, Hashgachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakarat Todah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Latzet Lecharut Be'atmei, wow, amazing message. But we have the most difficult class. Who sits in Leila Seder? We have children in lots of ages. Can be small, can be bigger. We have other people. We have people that like to speak, people who don't like to hear speaking. Everyone is together in the same table. We have the most important shiur and the most difficult class. And not always the one who makes the seder is the best teacher. And we have a problem. What do we do? Baal HaGadah did something amazing. There are usually three ways that people catch things. יש שלושה דרכים של קליטה אצל אנשים. First way is by story. Most people, when you tell them the story, they remember the best. You know that sometimes I can give a shiur, rabbis, professors, they listen. When you say a story, you see everyone is better attention. You know, a rabbi has a rule that a rabbi can say Dvar Torah again in the next year. He can say a joke once in 2 years, 3 years. A story he can say once in his life. If he wants to say it again, he can say, you remember once I said a story, I want to repeat it. My fault to say as a special system to repeat. But a story is something that most people catch the best. There are people that they don't like stories. There are people that are lamdes. They are lamdanim. They like to learn. You tell them stories, say, oh, storyteller. They want... And there are people and children that stories didn't speak to them too much. The learning took them out altogether. They are flying somewhere. They need a show. They need a movie. They need a visualization. Yes? Hamchasha. Hamchasha, to make it real, visual. Now let's see something amazing. First two stories, what way is it said? It's a story, right? A story of Shmuel Avadim Ha'inu, a physical story. A story of Rav, a spiritual story. So we start with story. Most people, most children understood. The Lamden, the one that likes to learn, he sits there, he doesn't like the stories, he wants Lamdes. What we tell him? Seulman. Okay, you want to learn, let's learn. Now we have a problem. You know, Lamdes, we have to learn everything deeply, every word in the Pasuk. If we open Chumash Mot, we won't finish all night. We want to get to eating this night. We won't finish all night, it's so long. And you can't skip. In Parashat Ki Tavoh, folks, Sukkim, you can learn every word. Okay, he will be satisfied. And you see, this is the longest part of the Agadah. Because they take a long time, those Lamdes kids. They need to understand this and this. So the kids of story understood the message. The Landes understood also the last child. The story didn't interest him so much. In the Landes he went out altogether. Now what do we do with him? Rabban Gamliel Omer. כל שלא אמר שלושה דברים אלו בפסח ויצא ידי חובתו ואלו אין פסח מצאו מרור. The one who does the seder shows, you mustn't speak it today because it's not קורבן פסח, but shows the bone or what is put there, זרוע, and tells him, you see this? What is this? This is for קורבן פסח. זה סמל של קורבן פסח. למה? משום שפסח הקדוש ברוך הוא על בתי אבותינו ממצרים, קדוש ברוך הוא skipped on our houses in מכת בכורות. He took steak the matzah. Look, what is this matzah? You see this matzah? על שום שלא הספיק בצקם של אבותינו להחמיץ. Our dough didn't rise because of this white matzah. He takes the marrow. Look at the marrow. What is this marrow? על שום שמהרו המצרים את חיי אבותינו ממצרים because the bitterness that we had in Egypt. This is a show. This is amchasha. This is something visual. Now all the children together can combine and say, "Lefichach anachu chayavim leodot le'alenu shaveach," and everyone together can say, "Hallelujah, Elu Avdei Hashem," and start saying the Hallel. So we have four parts in the Maggid. Each one of them starts with questions, story. And Amira Toda. The first and the second are in a way of story. Gashmi and Ruchani, physical and spiritual. Now, afterwards we have another one of Seulmad, the Lamdanut. And the Lamdanut also starts with a question of מה ביקש לבן הרמי יעקב לעשות ליעקב אבינו, and the תודה is כמה מעלות טובות למקום עלינו דיינו, and the fourth one is in the movie, the visual פסח מצא ומרור, and afterwards לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות ולהלל. Now I want to see together that we know all the אגדה by heart. The אגדה starts, the first סיפור, what is it? First story, עבדים היינו. עבדים היינו לפרעה מצרים. שמואל סטורי. What are the questions of עבדים היינו? מה נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילות? What is the תודה of עבדים היינו? ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא. Second story, what is it? מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו. Right? What are the questions of this story? ארבעת הבנים. What is the תודה of those? ברוך שומר הבטחתו לישראל. Third one, the lambest one, what is it? Seulmad. The question is inside. מה ביקש, right? לעשות יעקב אבינו. What is the תודה of Seulmad? דיינו. כמה מעלות עוברות דיינו. The fourth story is פסח מצא ומרור, the movie, the visual. And afterwards, אמירת תודה, לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות ולהלל. Do you agree that you can write the Haggadah by heart now? Not every word, but you understand the Haggadah. I think it changed the Seder entirely. Because you hear another Keta, another one, and now you have the picture of all. And although you can suggest maybe other explanation to the Maggid, but I think that this is good. I think it's true. I think it's and I think we learn from this something very important. You know, I think I can speak for 2 weeks on Leila Seder on Pesach without preparing. Also, I wrote a Gada on it. I mean, but every time that I have Leila Seder for hours, I think before. What I'm going to do with all the people there? As I said, there are children, people like to speak, don't like to speak. If there's someone that I know that likes to speak for a long time, I'll put him in the middle time. When they eat, then he can speak, not in the beginning. This one, you have this one. Now children, so before I'll tell them, okay, make a show of Esther Amakot, doesn't matter. you will make riddles. You have to think on everyone, what will you do and how will you pass the message, not just what he is saying, what is the way, what is the system, what is the didactic way to do it. This is what Rambam has told us and teaches and taught us, to think not just what you want to say, but how you are going to do it. And if you do it in the right way, all in a sudden is different. Usually people, they the food and everything is ready, but when they see, they say, oh, I say this, usually they say the same thing every year. Okay, you can repeat, it's also okay. But to think how to do it in the best way, I think it can change all Leil HaSeder, and this is what we learn from Baal HaGadah. I want in the last 5 minutes just to join together a short movie on Job Katif, on Gush Katif. 6.5 years ago, if you could put it in, now someone knows how. 6.5 years ago, I was asked by rabbis of Gush Katif to see what's going around in the hotels where the Gush Katif people were supposed to come. I saw that things weren't prepared, no activities for children, no laundry solutions. And I went with thousands of people that I collected, also from Alon Shvut, also from all Israel, to help those people. Okay, you see, you can see it. Afterwards, I'll say another few words. This is a new movie. Someone saw one, so this is another one. It's a movie, and in the end, a small surprise of something new.